Thank you for calling customer support. My name is C. Maya. May I please have your zip code to locate the account?
My zip code?
Yes.
76110.
76110.
Yes.
Thank you. And what's your name?
Michael Bean.
Thank you. And what's your address?
Well, can you tell me what your company does? I've got, my bank is saying I've got false charges from your company. I don't know what you do and if I have any relationship with you.
Yes, I'm willing to definitely assist. I work for a third party billing company that serves with several different companies, sir. So we do have your name on the account. I just need your address to verify it. But if you don't feel comfortable, sir, you're willing to call back in with your bank on the line.
I'm sorry. What now?
Willing to assist you, sir, but I need your address. If you don't feel comfortable, you'll have to call back in with your bank on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, my address is 2237 Hawthorne Avenue.
Thank you. So looking over your account, sir, this is for the Vibe Watch and the Pod, sir. Do you remember placing an order back on March 9th?
Yes. And then there was another charge on the one that declined was on March 28th.
All right. Because both of those products, there was only a 14-day trial to test out the product. But it states if you don't call and cancel the trial, it bills for the full price for those watches and pods. But your bank has already declined out the charges, sir. But we do, but you'll have to send a product back, sir, in order to not be continuing being billed.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that watch thing. Tell me again why it's 60 something dollars instead of, I mean, you charged me $18 originally and now you charge 64.
Right, because the trial had ended, sir, so it's billing the full price for it, sir. But in order to stop the charges from coming through, you'll have to return back the product.
Okay, give me information on how I return it.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for the address.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, so let me seek more information for you.
Okay. That watch thing.
Okay, so for this particular watch, sir, you don't have to return it back, sir. You're more than welcome to just keep it, and the account will automatically cancel out. They're not accepting this return back.
They don't want it back, even though
Correct.
They're not getting. Okay, well, tell me, I'm sorry, could you speak a little slower to me and tell me, I ordered this thing on a whim, and I thought I ordered just the watch, and then it came with the earbuds, too, and now it's got two charges. So how did that happen?
Because it was only a trial basics to test it out, but if you don't call it cancel, sir, it bills for the full price of that product.
Oh, I see. It's a scam. Well, I mean, okay, yeah. I have no interest in the watch, but I don't need to send it back.
That is correct, sir. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
So there are no other transactions that are going to occur on my credit card.
That is correct, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember, she's just a messenger.